Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
We'll begin with the Irish Times, which says that Roderick O'Gorman is edging ahead of Pippa Hackett in the leadership contest. Roderick O'Gorman taking an early lead in terms of public endorsements from the Green Party's elected representatives. Of course, it's all Green Party members who get to vote on their new leader as the contest to become the next leader of the party shapes up as a showdown with one other candidate, Pippa Hackett. So, as we know, entries open 9 a.m. this morning. We're not expecting anyone else bar Roderick and Pippa to battle it out. By yesterday evening, 12 of the 23 Green Party councillors returned in the local elections had announced they were supporting Roderick O'Gorman, compared with one for Pippa Hackett. However, her supporters were out from early on yesterday morning to bat for her. So we shall see how it goes over the weekend. Entries close Monday night. We're not expecting anyone else bar those two, though, to go for it. Also in the front of the Irish Times, this horrific story from the Phoenix Park. Three gay men walking in the Phoenix Park in Dublin were hunted by six men with knives because of their sexuality, the Shannon has heard. The incident happened the other night. Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward said he'd been told by one of the men that he was in the park with two of his friends when they were approached by a group of men. They were chased down and, as he said, hunted by six men with knives. He said the men got away, but God knows what would have happened if they had not. And Barry Ward asked, what on earth is going on that this still happens in Ireland in 2024? So that was all raised in the Shannon yesterday. And of course, Aer Lingus, never far from the headlines. The Irish Times says that Aer Lingus could ask its rival airlines to carry passengers whose flights are cancelled as a result of pilots' planned industrial action. Aer Lingus predicting yesterday that disruption was inevitable as a result and vowed to communicate to affected customers as soon as possible. So Aer Lingus is part of the IAG group. There are other airlines in that group, and also they could go to Ryanair, of course, and Ryanair could add extra flights if Aer Lingus pilots opted to strike, although it's quite short notice to try and get all of this sorted out. The Irish Independent also goes with Aer Lingus on the front page, which is the news that dozens of flights will have to be cancelled by Aer Lingus later next week as industrial action begins. And really, that paper saying that there's little hope of a swift solution, because the sides are poles apart here. It's not as if they're close to an agreement in any way. There's also no talk of any negotiations happening or planned to happen this weekend. So it's highly unlikely that you'd have a Labour Court or Workplace Relations Commission intervention. So essentially, there's little hope of a swift solution to the impasse, and there are fears for holiday flights. The Irish Examiner tells us that Aer Lingus bookings with travel agents have dropped by almost a third in 24 hours since pilots upped the ante. And obviously understandable that some people would be reluctant to book with an airline whose pilots are threatening industrial action. The airline, Aer Lingus, says the action by pilots will inevitably result in disruption for holidaymakers in the coming weeks and months. And the Irish Travel Agents Association President Angela Walsh said bookings with the airline are down 20 to 30% across the board over the past day. And that's bookings from travel agents or from the public, she says. Staying with travel matters, the Irish Daily Mail says there's a crackdown on people entering the country without passports, and it's resulted in 100 prosecutions this year after just one prosecution in the previous 5 years. So the government ramping up checks on passports from destinations where flyers commonly arrive without proper documentation. We heard Michael O'Leary here on News Talk earlier this week saying that sometimes the documents are flushed down the toilet of the plane. And we've had 3,000 airport checks and 100 prosecutions. So these are the so-called lost passports, where you get on a plane with the passport and suddenly the passport mysteriously vanishes. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror have the same story on the front page, as does the Irish Sun. So the Irish Daily Star, "You cruise, you lose," is the headline. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Cruise, sorry now." And then the Irish Sun, "Smash and cab. Gangster James Mago Gately is set to lose his house after it was seized in a cab raid so dramatic that the house's window was burst. He's being stripped of around €600,000 of assets, including his car. The High Court yesterday ruling they were overwhelmingly the proceeds of crime. The High Court ruled that he and his partner lived an exotic lifestyle with cruises to Korea, Japan and China. Judge Alexander Owens saying the couple were virtually never in the country and were always in terminals of airports. Just across the water, the Daily Telegraph, Tory wipeout is the headline. They have a big new survey, an opinion poll ahead of the British general election, which is in a few weeks' time. Rishi Sunak is predicted to become the first sitting Prime Minister ever to lose their seat at a general election. It's extraordinary. The Conservatives are on track to slump to just 53 seats, with three quarters of the cabinet voted out. The Liberal Democrats are on course to be just behind the Tories on 50 MPs, and Labour is estimated to have 516 seats, which is a majority of 382. So they would have 516 seats. The Conservatives would have just 53. It's a total wipeout of the Conservative Party. And that's the Telegraph saying that, who certainly would be more fans of the Tories than Labour. Elsewhere, the Irish Examiner says that the Road Safety Authority has recorded half a dozen cases where they believe a person who turned up to take a driving test wasn't who they said they were, didn't realise this was a thing, but apparently people are doing it where they pretend to be someone else in order to pass their driving test. The RSA said since 2021, there had been six cases where there was a query about the candidate's identity and the test didn't go ahead. They say in some cases the candidate may have returned to show a second form of ID and in order to do a repeat test, but then some cases the person never returned or there was a strong suspicion that an impersonation was taking place, and then the RSA will contact the Gardaí over that. The return scheme is in the headlines too. The Irish Times says more than 200 million plastic and metal containers have now been processed by the deposit return scheme since it was launched in February. And we're recycling 3 million of them a day, or we're returning 3 million of them a day. Is it awful to say I've never used one of these machines? Well, anytime I walk by them, they seem to be broken in my local supermarket, but I haven't used it. I know I see people using them a lot. Despite a slow start, the Irish Times says the scheme appears to have found its legs, with well over 50% of all the containers now being returned and recycled more efficiently. So we're getting the hang of it, it would seem. Elsewhere, push-up bras are in the Sun because they're enjoying a huge uplift thanks to Nicola Coughlan and Bridgerton. Sales of the Balconette, which gives women the Regency-style silhouette, have soared by 61%, and we are told it makes the bra this year's fastest-selling lingerie style. The fashion for showing off a fuller figure has also seen a boost for padded push-up bras, which were made famous by Wonderbra back in the 90s. So it's all being blamed on Nicola Coughlan and Bridgerton. And final story for you. I know some people find Mrs. Brown's Boys hilarious. Others don't. I would be in the latter camp, but I'm not alone, because even the BBC don't find Mrs. Brown's Boys funny. The Telegraph says millions of viewers laugh along with Mrs. Brown's Boys, but it appears that the BBC's head of comedy is not one of them. So this is the man in charge of comedy at the BBC who commissions Mrs. Brown's Boys actually doesn't find it funny. He was asked at a BBC comedy showcase event whether he found Mrs. Brown's Boys funny and whether he would watch it if he didn't have to. And John Petrie refused to answer the question. He declined to give a response to the question during a question and answer session. The journalist who asked it then said, "I'll take that as a no then," to which Mr. Petrie laughed. So he found the question funny. He doesn't find Mrs. Brown's Boys funny. You can read that in the Daily Telegraph. It's also in the Times of London. So some people across the water not finding Mrs. Brown's Boys funny, and Agnes Brown and all that. Anyway, those are the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.